If you have a question or comment about something you've heard on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, send an email to contact@thewordendures.org.
The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is brought to you in part by the Lutheran Heritage Foundation. LHF is a recognized service organization of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, dedicated to translating and publishing the books of our Lutheran faith into more than 100 languages for our Christian brothers and sisters around the world. Learn how you can take part in their work at lhfmissions.org. Welcome to The Word of the Lord Endures Forever with Pastor Will Wheaton.
And despite shipwreck and assassination attempts, Paul ended up triumphantly meeting with the church in Rome, a church he wrote his very longest letter to.
The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a daily verse-by-verse Bible study with the church, past and present. Pastor Wheaton is leading us in a study of the book of Romans.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Greetings, people loved by God. Do you recall how St. Paul had sort of backed up and confessed that he knew the Romans knew all this stuff and could teach each other well? But he went into such detail by way of reminder and probably to make sure they knew he was on the same page as they were and so win their support for his peculiar ministry. Remember how he described that grace given to him? He was Christ's liturgist for the offering up of the Gentiles as his priestly service of the gospel of God. The Gentiles themselves were the offering he presented to God through the gospel, as they heard him preach both law and gospel and were slain and then brought to life again in the waters of holy baptism. They joined those who offer up to God their bodies as living sacrifices, holy, acceptable, and pleasing to God through Christ, sanctified one and all by the Holy Spirit, whose very name reminds us that that's what he does. He makes us holy. And he told them he was proud of his work in spreading the gospel and bringing people to Christ, but he had a problem. He liked to preach where no one yet had heard, where the good news of Jesus had not yet reached, and he'd kind of used up all the space he had for work across the Adriatic and Mediterranean to their east and south. So he's about to introduce them to his ultimate reason for giving them such a long letter in the first place. He's after their partnership and support in him bringing the gospel to the lands beyond Rome. And he's thinking specifically of the Iberian Peninsula, what we call Spain, well, and Portugal. Picking up then at the 22nd verse of Romans chapter 15. This is the reason why I have so often been hindered from coming to you. But now, since I no longer have any room for work in these regions, and since I have longed for many years to come to you, I hope to see you in passing as I go to Spain and to be helped on my journey there by you, once I have enjoyed your company for a while. At present, however, I am going to Jerusalem, bringing aid to the saints. For Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make some contribution for the poor among the saints at Jerusalem, for they were pleased to do it, and indeed they owe it to them. For if the Gentiles have come to share in their spiritual blessings, they also ought to be of service to them in material blessings. When therefore I have completed this and have delivered to them what has been collected, I will leave for Spain by way of you. I know that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ. I appeal to you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God on my behalf, that I may be delivered from the unbelievers in Judea, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, so that by God's will I may come to you with joy and be refreshed in your company. May the God of peace be with you all. Amen. Romans 15, verses 14 through 21. Let us pray. Blessed Lord, since you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort from your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. So you're ready to dig in? Let's do this. Verse 22, this is the reason why I have so often been hindered from coming to you, but now, since I no longer have any room for work in these regions, and since I have longed for many years to come to you, I hope to see you in passing as I go to Spain, and to be helped on my journey there by you, once I have enjoyed your company for a while. He lets them know up front. It's not that he's not wanted to visit Rome and strengthen them before now, but what hindered that plan was all the work that kept opening up before him throughout the Levant and Asia Minor and even up into Macedonia and beyond. He'd stayed very busy in making sure that the good news of Jesus had spread through all that region. As his compatriot, St. Luke, would put it, that the word of the Lord grew. And grow it did. Till finally thinking about that area, Paul decided that it was at last the right time to visit Rome itself and use that as a springboard to points further west. And he was really hoping for their support in this further mission, hence helped on my journey there by you, once I have enjoyed your company for a while. He couldn't plan to stay in Rome precisely because of what we heard last time. They already were full of goodness and all knowledge and able to instruct each other. The church there was flourishing. But there were white fields beyond that beckoned him. His usual pattern was to offer the gospel in any place freely, but to rely on his own work and the kindness of other Christian communities to support him and others in the task of preaching the good news to all nations. Think of how he praises the Philippians for their participation in his ministry. They truly were his partners in spreading the good news, and that holds true to this day. Our congregation supports gospel outreach in Dominican Republic, in Uruguay, and in urban Philadelphia here in the United States. We partner with men who go forth to speak his word, especially in places where many have not even heard the saving name of Jesus. Verse 25. At present, however, I am going to Jerusalem and bringing aid to the saints. For Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to make some contribution for the poor among the saints at Jerusalem. This is that big offering that so occupies St. Paul in 2 Corinthians, right? He's organized this massive relief effort for the mother church in Judea as a thank offering to them from those Gentiles who had been blessed beyond their wildest dreams by being grafted into Jesus and so into God's true Israel. Remember how he wanted that offering to be made freely, each laying aside whatever on the first day of the week, that is, bringing their offering to church, so that when the day finally arrived that he showed up, the gift would be ready to go. He told the Corinthians, God loves a cheerful giver. It wasn't something exacted or under constraint, but with the joyful freedom you read about in Psalm 110, your people will offer freely on the day of your power. Well, as he testifies next, verse 27, for they were pleased to do it, and indeed they owe it to them. For if the Gentiles have come to share in their spiritual blessings, they ought also to be of service to them in material blessings. When therefore I have completed this and have delivered to them what has been collected, I will leave for Spain by way of you. He holds before their eyes this example of the predominantly Gentile churches sending relief to the Jewish mother church as the way things ought to be done. After all, the spiritual riches they now enjoy came to them from the Jews. Remember our Lord's words to St. Fotini? Salvation is of the Jews, John 4. And so it is a beautiful thing to be of service to their spiritual benefactors with some material blessings. And he anticipates that after delivering this, he'll be free to head to Rome and then to Spain. And he would head to Rome, but it was not destined to be in the way he was ideally picturing it. He would be coming to stand trial as Caesar's prisoner. Further, he's clearly got intimations that things may not go well there in Jerusalem. And so, verse 29, I know that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ. I appeal to you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God on my behalf, that I may be delivered from the unbelievers in Judea, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, so that by God's will I may come to you with joy and be refreshed in your company. May the God of peace be with you all. Amen. He sees the trouble on the horizon, yet he's confident that somehow God will grant his prayer for him to come to this church in the capital with the fullness of the blessing of Christ, that is, bringing the good news with all its goodies. But because of the dark clouds on the horizon, he begs them to pray. He appeals to them by the Lord Jesus and by the love of the Holy Spirit to join him in the struggle of prayer, begging that he be delivered from the unbelieving Jews in Judea and begging that the saints in Jerusalem rejoice to accept the gift he brings them from daughter Gentile churches. So what? Were those prayers not answered? Oh no, don't think that. Remember how St. Paul's life ended up being spared from the assassins who had bound themselves with an oath not to even eat until he was dead? Remember how his nephew spilled the beans of the plot and Paul was spirited away in the middle of the night to the relative safety of the governor's palace and kept there under house arrest? And when they tried one more time to get him delivered back to Jerusalem so that he could be killed by sneak attack, he appealed to Caesar and was bound over for Rome. So he could end up coming to the city in bonds and chains for Christ. But that was how God answered their prayer. Paul was kept safe. The Jews in Jerusalem who believed and did welcome him received his gift. And despite shipwreck and assassination attempts, Paul ended up triumphantly meeting with the church in Rome, a church he wrote his very longest letter to. And there is a tradition, by the way, that St. Paul was set free after that first imprisonment in Rome and did get to go to Spain and preach the good news there, but was then rearrested and martyred by beheading under Nero in the Appian Way outside of Rome itself. The New Testament is actually unsatisfactory to modern sensitivities in its telling of Paul's missions in Acts. Why stop where it does? We want the rest of the story. But Luke wasn't writing a biography of St. Paul. He was writing an account of how the word of the Lord grew. And so he tells how it spread from Jerusalem to Judea, from Judea to Samaria and Antioch, and all the way across Asia Minor and Europe to the point where it actually reaches the heart of the Roman Empire. The final thing he asked them to pray for was that he might come to them with joy and be refreshed by their company. That certainly the Lord granted. Romans is wrapping up, folks. Just one more chapter left, but there are some goodies in there and a puzzle or two as well. That chapter will have to wait till next time. Till then, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Thanks for listening to The Word of the Lord Endures Forever with Pastor Will Wheaton. If you have a question or a comment about today's teaching, send an email to contact@thewordendures.org. The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a listener-supported program. You can donate by check, make your check payable to The Word Endures, and send it to Box 616, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at thewordendures.org. The Word of the Lord Endures Forever is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.